And speaking of international conflicts, of course, on Saturday, 21st of February, something to mark the four-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But on Saturday, 21st of February last, MTU student Eunice Baroudi set a new Irish record. 25-year-old from Ukraine beat a national chess record that was almost 50 years old. He played 78 players all at once, beating the previous simultaneous chess game record set in 1977, that's 49 years ago, which stood at 54. The event was to raise funds for medical rescue vehicles in Ukraine. He spoke recently to Tracy Murphy about fleeing the Russian invasion 4 years ago and how he'd use his gifts as a chess player as a way of saying thanks to the people of Kerry.
Yeah, the first days we didn't know what we need to do. Me, my partner, and my parents with my brother and my little dog, we drive from Ukraine to Germany. It took us around 2 weeks. We used to sleep in the car. Then we came to our aunt, and from there we fly to Kerry Airport just with one baggage. And we choose Ireland because of the nature and English language that we used to study in school. We really didn't know a lot about Ireland.
You said to me before off air that you will always, always remember your first St. Patrick's Day in Kerry, in Ireland.
First emotions, we were like, we don't know what, we were so disappointed. We don't know what to do like next because I used to study dentistry.
Dentistry?
Yeah, for 5 years in Ukraine. I don't want to say that I had a bad life there. We have a good life with my family. But when we came here, we finally feel that we are in safe space. You can look at the sky and you can see planes instead of rockets and bombs. We came one day before the St. Patrick's Day. The first emotions, we start crying because we didn't know how to feel safe. And you can smile on the street, the parade. The old people were so friendly to us. We were so happy that we finally can feel safety.
And was the parade in Tralee?
Yeah, it was great. Another emotion what we had, it's the fireworks, because it was like a trigger before, because for around 2 weeks we heard this all the time, but it wasn't the fireworks really. We just stressed out, but after we realized that it's okay. It should be like that in normal country where it's not war. After that, we met so many people. They were so friendly to us. They're so kind.
Just arrived, just off the plane practically, and witnessing the St. Patrick's Day parade in Tralee that year back in 2022. And to see people being happy, to be able to openly celebrate, to be able to walk about and enjoy the day. That was emotional for you because that was not something you and your compatriots in Ukraine could do.
Yeah, because you don't know what happened next. You don't know where the bomb will land, and you don't know anything about your future. And sometimes you don't know how was your parents, how was your friends.
What family do you have in Odessa, back home?
I have my grandparents in Odessa. They're still there. We try to supply them as much as we can, and we try to move them to the safe space, but they don't want to change the location, they don't want to change anything, unfortunately.
And it's been a very cold winter, hasn't it? How cold has it got in Ukraine?
I think this is the coldest winter for the last 4 years. In the night, it's minus 12 degrees.
Minus 12 degrees.
Yes. And in the day, like it's minus 4, minus 3.
And heating and electricity, that has been severely rationed, hasn't it?
My grandparents, they're kind of lucky because in their house restricted, but in some houses, there are no electricity for a few weeks.
And how much electricity a day would they have? Would it be turned on for?
My grandparents has electricity for like after midnight to around 6 a.m.
Still, and I know you're saying that they're luckier than a lot of people in Ukraine, but still for anyone, never mind older people, to have to only rely on heating for 5 or 6 hours in a 24-hour period when the temperatures can get as low as minus 12 degrees is a real hardship, all right. Now, Eunice, when you came to Ireland, you met people who showed great kindness.
Firstly, this is the smile.
The smile?
Yeah. I don't know, it's mean a lot for me. When you're just walking down the street, just the simple things that just people say to you, how are you, hi. And I was so surprised. When you're walking through the forest, for example, Bali City Woods, we were walking for the first time and people just walking past you and they smiled and never never will not say hi or how are you. Like the small things that probably Irish people don't understand that they're doing this, but this is it's been a lot for me and for all the Ukrainians.
And now 4 years on, you're 25 years old. You're a student in MTU. What are you studying again, Eunice?
I'm studying software development, software engineering.
Software.
I'm a fourth year, yeah.
And you're also working as well.
Yeah, I'm working in the local company. It's called Let's Beam, based in Central Tralee. It's a really good company because I started like 1.5 years ago when it was like around 8 people. Now it's more than 50 people and we are growing, and I met the company that that has the same spirit as I think I have.
Tell us about chess and how you saw it as a way of giving back to people who've been kind to you.
Lots of Ukrainians, they cannot just only receive, they need to give something as well. And this is what I can do for Irish community, for everyone in Ireland. I can give my knowledge in chess, and I was coaching the Feni Chess Club. I'm also the chess captain.
Which chess club is that, Eunice? Finet. Oh, yeah. Finet, okay.
Yeah. Also, I was coaching Listowel Chess Club.
And tell us how good a chess player you are. Tell us tell us what competitions you've won, what titles you've held.
I'm a national master of Ukraine.
National master in Ukraine.
Yeah, playing chess professionally from age 6 to 16. Yeah, and I won multiple competitions in my region in Odessa. I won the champion of Ukraine in 16 years old. And after 16, I started preparing to my exams and my dentistry college. I stopped playing chess. And here I remind myself that I'm really good in chess and I started playing again.
And are you enjoying it?
Of course, I'm enjoying it because chess, it's only one thing for me that you can just disappear and you're just playing, you enjoy, and you don't think about any problems. This is my way to escape.
Yeah, there you go. Remarkable story, remarkable person as well, with regards to what he's managed to achieve and all that money going towards the medical rescue vehicles in Ukraine. That's the story of Eunice Baroudi, set the new Irish record at MTU on the 21st of February, speaking to Radio Kerry's Fasten Murphy.